Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. This is your host, Stacey Emery, as always, joined by the phenomenal Mind Shift crew that you will hear from shortly. It is already Monday. It is Monday, July 18th. As always, we're excited to have a mind-shifting Monday. We encourage you to come to the show with an open mind, an open perspective for the conversations and the topics that we discuss on this show. Now, if you are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, we welcome you to the show. We ask that you engage in the conversation in the chat room, which is at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, you can share your thoughts, your questions, your concerns, and join us on Facebook at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And if there's a private question you'd like to ask, you can also do that by email. Send us an email at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. So the floor is open for you to take part in this conversation tonight. We won't have any time tonight to take phone calls, but again, if there is a pressing question you have or something you just have to get off of your chest, then make sure that you share that in the chat room, and we'll try our best to get your questions answered by our guest tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and get us started for the night because we have a great show lined up for you, and there's so much information that is going to be shared that we want to make sure we just get the ball rolling now. I will say this first, make sure that you grab a pen and a piece of paper, a notepad, whatever you need, because you'll definitely want to take notes tonight. As I said, there will be so much information that will be shared, you don't want to miss any of it. And of course, you can always go back and check out the replay online at mindshifttalkradio.com as well. So you won't miss anything, but still get your notepads out just in case. So I want to introduce you to my Mind Shift crew. You know, he's been missing for about a week or two now, and he is the man of the show. He is our brother. He holds it down. We're always blessed by the knowledge and the wisdom and the insight that he shares on the show, and he definitely keeps the peace, the motivational minister, Mr. Billy Miller. Welcome back, Billy.
Hey.
So happy to have you back. We have missed you, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad to be back, man.
Definitely. You know, we know you're busy over there making all that money and doing great things, but, you know, glad you could take some time to make it back to Mind Shift, you know. Don't forget about the small people. Don't forget about the small folks.
Right.
And, also, we have our guest, well, not our guest, our other sidekick that will be joining us shortly. She's preparing some stuff for tonight, so you guys will hear that shortly, but the natural Zen diva, Dr. Ayo Kedar, will be joining us shortly. Now, Billy, last week we had a great speaker and guest by the name of Will Kaysen. And we were, like, really pumped up about Will being on the show. And I can tell you, he was, like, so fired up. I love the way he answers the phones. If you follow him on Facebook, you'll look at some of the posts that he shared. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's a business coach, and, he's the visionary. You know, he has great books that he's written, and he was just really sharing information and really doing some great calls to action, you know, for those of us. And what I shared with him, what I really appreciated about the show last week is that many times you'll have individuals share, you know, very moving and inspiring messages, but at the end of that show or at the end of that, whatever it is, a seminar, whatever it is that you may be attending, you're kind of stuck feeling like, okay, where do I go from here? You know, everything sounds great. You know, I wish I could put that into practice, but I don't really know where to get started. So sometimes it's like, you know, it can basically go over your head. And he did a great job at painting a picture for us and telling us, you know, he met us where we were right now. Regardless of where you were in your current situation, he gave you the tools that you needed to get started and to move forward from where you are right now. So it was a phenomenal show. I definitely encourage everyone to go back and check out the show. It was Visualize Your Victory with Will Kaysen of Will Kaysen Enterprises. Phenomenal. It was an amazing show, so make sure you check that out as well. And then tonight's guest is also going to be amazing, and I was introduced to this woman by Billy. So, Billy, I know you were really excited about her. We've had one of her colleagues on the show before. Bishop David Cheney was on the show before, and he had, like, a really fired-up show as well on successful men in business. And so now we get to have a colleague of his join us tonight to share more information about not only how to be successful in business, but also how to be successful in life in general. So regardless of where you are, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you've had some ideas and just don't know how to get started, maybe you're happy in your current environment, you know, whatever your profession is, but you're just like, gosh, I really could do some more. Take it to the next level. How can I be even better than I am right now? This show is for all of you. All of those individuals that I just named, this show is definitely for you. But before we introduce our guests, I'm going to be quiet for a minute, and Billy, and just give you a moment. Is there anything, any thoughts that you have about the show tonight before we get started?
No, I'm just excited. I know it's going to be good. You know, I'm Facebook friends with Sherry Darden, and I'm saw like some of her videos and even just her connection with Dr. Cheney. So I was like, you know, we got to have her on the show. I just foresaw a history in the making, you know. So I'm excited. I got my pen and paper, and I'm ready.
Right. As I shared with her, you know, we're the mind shifters, but we're always in need of a mind shift as well. And so it's really encouraging when we have individuals come on the show that can share some information and enlighten us as well, because we're students as well. We're always looking to, excuse me, to grow in our own businesses and whatever it is that we're doing. We're always seeking to grow as well. So definitely excited. And what I love about her from the first conversation that we had, like, she's just so excited. You can hear the passion. She's fired up. She's enthusiastic. And I love it. You know, it's very contagious. Her whole positive attitude is very contagious. And you can have kind of like a blah day, per se, but once you hear Sherry Darden, it's like you perk up and you're like fired up and you're ready to go. She gets you all fired up. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce you to tonight's guest, the business plan lady herself, Miss Sherry Darden. Sherry, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
Well, I think as you guys said, I am excited. I truly am excited. Woke up this morning with great anticipation. However, what I just heard Billy say and you say, kind of feel a little pressure right now. I got to live up to these high expectations. So I'm sweating here a little bit, but I'm good. I am good. Really, really happy to be here and share some thoughts and some plans and some tools with everybody tonight.
Definitely. Well, Sherry, I didn't read your bio, and that was intentionally because I wanted you to go ahead and just tell our listeners a little bit more about who you are and what information you're going to be sharing with us tonight.
Okay. Good evening. Happy Monday, everyone. And this is it's so wonderful to have people excited about Monday, because usually Monday's your dread day. You know, you've had the weekend, and it's like, oh, my God, I have to go back to work, and you know, with dread, and there's even statistics about, you know, most illnesses happen, you know, on a Monday morning. But I'm so happy and I feel so blessed to have a group like this that has you excited about Monday, because you know what? It's the first business day of the week, and, you know, nothing's happened yet. So you can change. You can absolutely change it. And thank you very much for having me on the show tonight. And just a little bit about me. The reason why I've been called the business plan lady. I do some entrepreneur workshops. I've been a business coach for 10 years. I've been actually in business for myself full-time since 1992. And so before you guys start counting your fingers and toes and that kind of thing, I was only 10 years old when I started my business full-time. So I am a child prodigy. But I started doing some entrepreneur workshops in the Fort Worth area. I'm located in Dallas. And I was doing a business plan workshop and doing some entrepreneur workshops, and no one could remember my name. But as I would walk down the hall of the Entrepreneur Center, they would point to me and go, hey, yeah, I remember you. You're the business plan lady. And so that kind of stuck, and it became a natural progression. And I'm the youngest of four kids, born and raised in Kansas City, and both my parents were educators. My dad taught at Southern and other educational institutions, and both my parents taught high school. And one of the things that you will learn in life as the older that you get is to never say never. Because I looked at both my parents and said, I will never teach. You couldn't pay me enough to teach. I'm not going to do it. And here I am today, kind of on a different level than they're doing, but I've kind of figured out this is my ministry. You know, this is my purpose. And I didn't get it until I got my first thank you email. I started teaching classes for City College in Chicago back in 1999, and this was back in the old days, the old dial-up days, the welcome, you've got mail. And I got this email from a young lady, never forget it. And she said, I thank you so much. I'm an executive admin, and I've just been given a raise, and I've just been given more responsibility because of the class that you taught. Thank you so much. And this was not vanity by any means. And I remember signing on probably six times, just looking at that email. And I remember calling my mom saying, you know what, I got it. I got it. This is what I'm meant to do. So knowledge is power, and it's even further power as to what you do with it. So I'm hoping to share some powerful tools with everyone here tonight. So that's a little bit about me. Some of you guys have already liked me and joined me. I could say liked me on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/thebusinessplanlady, I've got lots of tools, lots of freebies. I just posted something today that I'll talk about as far as Borders. I don't know if you guys saw, Borders is closing their doors. They couldn't find someone to bid on their company, so they're closing the doors because they didn't keep up with technology. So hopefully here today when I talk about business plan and just being great wherever you are, this will keep you from being a Borders in the future. So that's a little bit about me.
Well, that's awesome. So that was great. That was a great introduction. We needed to hear all that because, of course, I know that you're going to be sharing so much information with us tonight. So it's great that you shared the Facebook information as well so we know where to go back, you know, to get more information
Absolutely.
From you. But if you could, please, you know, the floor is all yours so you can go ahead and share your message tonight.
Okay, here's what I'd like to title today, being the business plan lady. I'm actually in the process of writing a book, and it was so wonderful to listen, and I was in the big, huge metropolitan area last week called Grand Island, Nebraska, of all places. And if you've never heard of it, neither did I, and it's between two big, huge cornfields. And I dialed in to listen to Mindshift, and the speaker was absolutely phenomenal. And we were just talking earlier, just before the show started, that even a coach needs coaching, and even a motivational person needs a little help. And it was so motivational, and it kind of ties into a book that I'm in the process of writing, and it's called Eat Your Peas So You Can Grow to Be Great. Eat Your Peas So You Can Grow to Be Great. So that's going to be the premise of us talking about a business plan or just a plan. And the piece that where I come up with Eat Your Peas is all of the letters that go into a great plan, whether it's a business plan, whether it's a career plan, whether it's a personal enrichment plan, a lot of the key elements are going to start with the letter P. So the first thing I want to open up is talking about planning. Eat Your Peas So You Can Grow Up to Be Great. Again, whether it's an entrepreneur, a great mom, a great employee, great CEO, whatever it is. And so one of the things that I want to stick in your mind, and you've probably already heard it before, but there's a saying that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Again, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And one of the most powerful words to get started in a business plan is I want to start out is talking about a paradigm. What is your vision? What do you see ahead? Again, what is your vision? What do you want to see in your future? And how do you see yourself? How do you see yourself in the future? Do you like it? If you don't, now's the time to shift it. And that's kind of what my business coaching is all about. Here's the thing I want you to think about as we start talking about paradigm. Thoughts become things. Thoughts become things. And where your mind goes, the rest will follow. Where your mind goes, the rest will follow. So as you're thinking about your paradigm, think about, what do I want? Where is my mind? And do I like where my mind is taking me? If not, now's the time to shift it. And my pastor always says, this is the old saying he says, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. And when he said that to me the first time, I had that really perplexed look, and I looked like the RCA dog, and I had my head tilted. I'm like, what do you mean by that? He said, think about it. If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. So if you want to go to just make a joyride, guess what? The minute you get in your car and those wheels start moving, you are there. And then you think, well, maybe no, that's not really where I wanted to go. I actually wanted to go shopping. Well, now you need to know the route, the direction to get to where you want to go. So the first exercise I would like for everybody to do, don't want you to do it now, but here's the notes that I want you to take. And this is the exercise that I have all of my clients do when we enter into a coaching relationship and a coaching session. I want you to write three numbers down on a sheet of paper. I want you to write 2008, the year 2008. I want you to write the year 2011. And then I want you to write the year 2014. So you've got three numbers, 2008, 2001, and 2014. Because I'd like to introduce myself. I told you a little bit about myself, but I'd like to introduce you. I'd like to introduce myself, I'm sorry, once again. Hello, my name is Sherry Darden, and I am president of Hundredfold Return, Inc., and this is a company that offers one-stop shopping resources for the small business sector, where we offer small business coaching, training, business resources, and other tools to start, sustain, and grow a small business empire. I'm also the president of a company called SSB LLC. Now, SSB LLC offers a variety of ways to empower women to become the best at what they can be, regardless of their current age, geographic location, economic status, or education. SSB Inc. is currently licensed with workshops and products in 8 cities nationwide, with a plan to expand in an additional 6 cities in the next 18 months. Both of these companies are operated out of Dallas, Texas, and Chicago, Illinois. Now, this allows me to spend time with my family and operate my business on a regular basis. I want to welcome you to my Dallas, Texas home. This home stands at approximately 4,000 square feet. It's got 4 bedrooms and 4.5 baths. Now, after we play a round of golf, which my backyard opens up to hole 3, which is located right out back, we're going to take a dip in my pool and relax a little bit and have some lunch. Yes, my personal chef is preparing us my favorite meal, which happens to be Chilean sea bass, saffron risotto, and grilled asparagus. And yes, you are smelling fresh baked bread. And you know what? Once they're done with that bread, they're going to fix my favorite dessert that I'm going to share with you, and that's lavender creme brulee. Now, after we have a little bit of lunch, I'm going to take you to my home office where I'm going to fire up my computer, and I'm going to show you the ways that I have been able to create multiple streams of income and have my multiple streams of income empire. Now, again, this has allowed me to work, travel, and spend time with my family at my discretion. My name is Sherry Darden, and this is the year 2014. Now, I know you're going, where the heck was she going with all of this? Where is this woman going? There is a method behind my madness. What I have just done is introduced you to me in the year 2014. That's my road. That's my destination. And so now my business plan is now going to be the roadmap to get me to my final destination. So that's why I go back and say, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Now, what this is going to do is this is going to kind of get the creative juices flowing in your executive summary. Where do you see yourself 3 years? Because normally your business plan or any personal business plan is at least 3 years in the future. So as you go back and look at that exercise again, 2008, where have you been? because if you don't know where you've been, you don't know where to go, and you don't know if you don't want to go down that route again. Where are you currently? Kind of introduce yourself to you in the year 2011, and then that Back to the Future exercise of introduce yourself in the year 2014. Now, an executive summary is, again, exactly what it says. It's a high-level summary of everything that there is to come in the rest of that business plan. That executive summary is going to tell you the who, what, when, where, and how of your business venture and how you plan to get there. Now, keep in mind, the word executive means high, high level, and summary is just exactly what it means. It is a summary. So I don't have enough time to go into great, great, great detail here tonight. But what I will tell you, if you go to my Facebook page, I've actually created a 30-minute audio that you can download for free to help you get into more detail and help you get that executive summary started so you can get the rest of your business plan going. Now, the other P that I want to talk about in creating that business plan so that you can grow to be great is your product. And again, this can apply to your business. It can apply to personal enrichment. It can apply to your personal life. Product. What are you selling? What are you selling, or what are you proposing to sell? And when you're thinking about your product, are you selling a need or are you selling a desire? I'll say it again. Are you selling a need or are you selling a desire, or could you be offering both? Really quick example, when I say the word Hummer to you and I say the word Hyundai to you, they both sell transportation, but Hummer is selling you a desire to be different. Hyundai is simply selling you economy and value. Again, they're both going to get you from point A to point B, but again, what they're selling you are two different things. One is selling you a need, and the other one is going to sell you a desire. So again, in your product, what are you selling? Need, desire, or both? When you're thinking about your products in your business plan, you also, too, want to think about what is the life cycle of your product? What is the life cycle of your product? Well, Sherry, what do you mean by life cycle? Well, how many times can you sell to that same customer? Because let me tell you, it is a lot easier and it's a lot more profitable to sell to a current customer than it is to go out and find brand new customers every time you want to sell. That new customer, you have to prove, you have to create a relationship. That previous customer, you've already proven yourself, there's already a relationship. So when I talk about the life cycles, how can you sell more to the same client? My sister's mother-in-law lives in the Chicago area, and she's got a home daycare. And this is her listening to her customers and thinking about a vision. She has an in-home daycare, child care facility, not daycare, child care facility. And with that, she's limited with the square footage to the number of children that she can keep. Well, she says, I want to make more money. I've got two choices. I can either move to a bigger facility, which is going to be more money, more rent, more employees, or I can figure out how to sell to that same customer base. Here's what she did in a nutshell. She listened to her customers about what they needed. What she did is she created what was called a supper club because she cooked the meals anyway for the children. So Tuesday was supper club night. So what she did, she decided whether she was going to fix spaghetti or chicken or lasagna or whatever the dish was going to be. The parents put in an order that Friday. So when they picked up those children on Tuesday, they picked up the kids and they picked up dinner. They were going to have to cook for the family anyway, right? So either they had to go home and fix dinner, or they were going to go by the Golden Arches, or they were going to go by some other food facility. So you think about, you know what? It increased her revenue by 25%. Again, not getting more customers, thinking about how she can sell more to the same customer base. Here's what I want you to think about when you're thinking about your products. Again, that 3-year vision plan. I hate to say this, but how can you Walmart your customers? How can you Walmart your customers? Because here's what Walmart says. You need to get some socks? We got that. Need to get some tomatoes? We got that too. Need to get your nails done? Hey, we can take care of that. Need to get your tire rotated? No problem. Need some McDonald's? We got you covered. They already know you're going to spend those dollars, so why not spend dollars with them? That's how they're increasing their life cycle with their customers. So keep that in mind. Now, when you're thinking about your business plan, again, that three-year vision, I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question. This is something I want you to really think about, and you're going to have to digest it, or as we like to say, let you marinate on it a little bit. Where are you going to be in your industry? And so that next P is placement. How are you going to place yourself in your industry? And this is an exercise I do with all of my clients, whether I'm doing training or we're doing one-on-one coaching. I always ask them, when someone says your business name, what do you want them to think? I'm going to ask you again. When someone says your business name, what do you want them to think? So as you're thinking about that placement, where is your placement going to be in the industry? Are you going to be the Walmart? Are you going to be the Macy's? Or are you going to be the Nordstrom's? Again, I'll ask you, are you going to be the Walmart? Are you going to be the Macy's? Or are you going to be the Nordstrom in your industry? Now, we've all heard of them. We may have even shopped at all three. I'm guilty. I've shopped at all three and spent my money at all three places. Here's where they're different, and here's where they're similar. They're all retail sales, so they're within the same industry. But what they are very clear and what makes them very successful and multi-billion-dollar businesses in their own right is they're clear about where they stand in their industry, the way they price, the way they promote, and the way they place themselves. They're very clear and they're very consistent. They are not contradictory. Because here's what I found out in my 10 years of coaching is the very first reaction that I get from 90% of my clients is, I want to be the Nordstrom's. That's great. That's fine. But you, again, want to make sure that your marketing, your placement, your promotion, and your pricing all match. Because I'm going to ask you, what would you do if you went into, let's say, Nordstrom's and you found a pair of Louis Vuitton jeans and the price on it was marked at $19.99? What would you do? Now, some of you may say, well, I'll probably leave it there because something's wrong, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my little American Express card and I'm going to run to the counter and I'm going to buy them before they figure out they have messed up. And the reason why our reaction is that way is because Nordstrom's, Louis Vuitton jeans, $19.99 just doesn't match. On that same token, if you were going to Walmart, find a pair of jeans that was priced at $199.95, what would you do? I'd either leave it right where it is, or maybe if depending on how much time I have, I may go up to a customer service person and go, you have obviously made a mistake. Somebody's thumb was a little fat when they decided to create that price gun. Because, again, Walmart and $199 for a pair of jeans just don't match. So if you say you want to be Nordstrom's, you want to make sure that your Nordstrom's price is reflecting upon the product and the service that you are going to provide. My mom passed away back in 2005, and it was right before the holiday season, and was, you know, really distraught, understandably, you know, lost my best friend, and I'm like, okay, you know, what is the meaning of life? And it was right before the holiday season, so I said, you know what, I'm going to live life to its fullest. So I decided to go to D.C. and go to a holiday party. The Kappas actually give a weekend, it's a whole weekend during New Year's. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go. And it was because it was at the end of the season, all the dresses were picked over. So I had gone to places like Black and White. I had gone to Macy's, had gone to some of the other middle mainstream department stores, and they didn't have anything. But, of course, lo and behold, wouldn't you know, Nordstrom's has something. So found a dress, found a couple of dresses, went to the changing room. And the young lady was so attentive. She followed me around, and every time I picked a dress, she ran back to the fitting room and hung it up for me, asked me if I wanted a glass of wine, and, you know, asked me, you know, how's the weather, all that good stuff. And I just had to say, look, this, don't get used to this. Don't get happy. I'm not going to be your favorite customer. This is a once-in-a-lifetime happening, me coming here to get a designer dress. But, again, this is the way Nordstrom operates. Found the dress, told her I found the dress, I handed her the dress, I handed her my American Express card. While I was getting dressed, when I went up to the counter, she had already charged my card. She had already put it in a garment bag, which wasn't one of those little plastic ones. It was a true garment bag. She had taken my receipt, had folded it into fours, had placed it in a card, and had placed it in an envelope. She took the dress, she came around the counter, and she handed it to me, and she handed me my receipt. When I got home from my holiday trip, I also had a handwritten thank you card from her saying, "Hope you enjoyed the dress. Hope you had a great holiday. If there's anything else we can do for you, please let us know." That was part of my price. Yeah, that was part of my price. We'll tell you how much I paid for that dress. Just let me know it was in mourning. I was not myself. I was not myself. But, again, that's part of the pricing. That's what you expect. I call Nordstrom's kind of the Cheers. Remember Cheers when they go, "Norm remembers your name." They remember your name. That's what the pricing is about. Now, if I spent that same amount of money, Stacey, in, let's say, Walmart, would they remember my name? No. Probably wouldn't be the same checkout person, wouldn't be the same grader the next day. But they're okay with that. That's not what they're selling you. They're selling you economy. They're selling you bulk. They're selling you no frills. So keep in mind, when you're thinking about your business venture, where are you going to place yourself in your industry? There's no right. There's no wrong. You just make sure you want to choose.
Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Profitability Coach, the Business Plan Lady, Ms. Sherry Darden, joining us here on Mindshift Talk Radio. Again, if you have any questions, make sure that you post those. They are in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. Go ahead, Sherry.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. That kind of segues over into pricing. If you figured out what your pricing is, again, your pricing should reflect your placement. Here's what I'm going to say if you don't remember anything else that I've ever said to you. Above all else, know your cost. When you're thinking of pricing, above all else, know your cost. This is one of the things where, and when I coach people is, okay, it's great to come out with a price because maybe that's what your competitors are placing there. You have to know your price above all, but you got to know what your cost is. When you create your pricing, you have to know what your cost is. And those are the things you want to make sure that you do a laundry list. This is your business, so now it's time to put on the tennis shoes and do some shopping. How much are your vendors going to cost you? How much is your promotion going to cost you? How much is your website going to cost you? You have to know your cost in order to know your price. You can use your competitors as a barometer, but don't let it necessarily be the gospel. I had a client that has a restaurant. She's a 30-year veteran of being with the police force, decided to open up a restaurant. And she kept saying to me, "I don't want to be known as Luby's." And for those of you that are in the Southwest, Luby's is a cafeteria. And she said, "I don't want to be known as Luby's." But you know what? When I went in and looked at her menu pricing, it was the same as Luby's. I said, "Do you know what your cost is?" "Yes, yes, yes, I know what my cost is. But, Sherry, I need you to help me find more customers." I said, "But do you need more customers?" "Yes, yes, yes, I need you to help me find more customers." Make a long story short, I had to lock her in her restaurant. I said, "We're going to figure out the cost of one menu item." By the time we got through going through the cost of just the ingredients of a chicken Caesar salad, she was losing 75 cents per order. Hadn't talked about rent, hadn't talked about utilities, hadn't talked about marketing. So I looked at her and I said, "Do you need more customers at this point?" She realized we had to go back and adjust the price because guess what? You're in business to be profitable. Also, too, in your pricing, know your local markets. Again, know your local markets. I do tax returns, and I kind of fell into getting some clients in the Baltimore area because I'm located in Dallas. And when I told him what my prices were for doing tax returns, he had a really perplexed look on his face. And finally, after some coaxing, I said, "Well, why did you give me the reaction that you did for my pricing?" He said, "Well, you don't charge enough." And I didn't think about it. the cost of living and the pricing for Dallas is totally different than the Mid-Atlantic area. So, again, make sure that your pricing is above your cost and it's reflective upon how you place yourself in your industry. The next P when you're thinking about a business plan is promotion. How are you going to promote your business? Here's what I say in your industry. Again, knowing what your industry is. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Look at your industry leaders. How are they promoting? Are they doing more Facebook ads? Are they on the internet? Are they doing print ads? Are they doing snail mail? If they're doing it in their multi-billion dollar businesses and it's working for them, you don't always necessarily have to reinvent the wheel. But as you're thinking about how you're going to promote your business, I cannot emphasize this enough. Do what works, not what's cheap. Do what works, not necessarily what's cheap. Because I may spend, let's say, only $250 with, let's say, three different marketing events, but if it nets me no customers, I've just spent $750 and made no money. So when you're thinking about your marketing techniques, let's say you're going to do something for $250. Well, if your unit price is, let's say, $1 per unit, now you know just to cover that one marketing technique, I got to sell 250 widgets. Is that doable? Is it not? Again, is that part of your vision as to how you want your business to go? The next P when we're talking about the business plan is planning. And that comes with, let's say, company strategy. How are you going to plan? And let me just say there's a quote by Daniel Hudson Burnham. He says, making no little plans, they have no magic to stir men's blood and probably themselves will not be realized. Making big plans, aim high in your hope and work, remembering that a noble, logical diagram, once recorded, which is your business plan, will not die. You have to write the vision and make it plain. So what are you planning to do? So when you're planning, you have to plan for change. I'm going to go back to Borders. Remember, Borders just said they couldn't find anybody to buy their company. They were filing bankruptcy. Can't find anybody to buy it, so they're closing doors. What they didn't do is plan for change. They ignored the Kindle. They ignored all of the electronic books. Didn't plan for things to change. So when you're planning, what are you going to do to make sure that your business doesn't become obsolete? So in your three-year vision, you want to keep up with the trends and the things that are going to make your business sustainable and make your business grow out. I don't know if everybody knows, and I'm going to post an article here in the next couple of days on my Facebook page. PayPal. PayPal is now reporting your earnings to the IRS. Did you know that?
No.
So in knowing that, I call the IRS Uncle Sam, and I call the state Uncle Sugar. You got Uncle Sam and you got Uncle Sugar, and they talk to each other, okay? And this is taxes. Uncle Sam and Uncle Sugar are going to get you one way or the other. They're going to get you coming or they're going to get you going. So as you plan, you got to plan for these expenses. You made the sale, you got to plan for taxes. So, again, make sure that your business doesn't become obsolete. Now, the other P that I want to talk about in your business plan is the power of people, the power of people. And what I mean by that is networking. How are you going to market? Because you know what? You can't do things alone. If you think you can do it alone, you are setting yourself up for failure. So in your business plan, in thinking about your business, you want to create healthy relationships. You know, when Doc and I met, you know, Doc is such a visionary. He's such the artistic person. You know, he can see things and like, here's my concept, and I'm thinking plain, you know, vanilla. And he's thinking, yes, but you want to do Neapolitan with a little bit of streak of mocha almond fudge in there to do the transition of that. Create those healthy relationships in your business so that they're complementary to each other. Part of my marketing strategy is what I call co-opetition, cooperating with the competition. There are other business coaches. I'm a numbers person. I can put together numbers, you know, in my sleep. There are other business coaches that like the visionary part of it but don't like the numbers. So guess what? We partner up. So I actually cooperate with the competition. So So that's something else that you want to keep in mind when you're creating your business plan. The next one here quickly is projection. Projection. Here's why I say you got to put your money where your mouth is. You've got this vision of your business. You want to make $10 million over the next 3 years. That's great. How are you going to get there? And as you begin to do those financial statement projections, it's going to help you with benchmarking. How many widgets do I need to sell to make my first sale? How much do I need? What's my startup cost? How much is it going to cost me to sell my first widget? How many widgets do I have to sell in order to be break even? Let's say break even, which I'm not making any money, but I'm not losing any money. I'm making enough to cover the cost. And then when am I going to become profitable? You have to know that. You have to create those benchmarks, because if you don't, you're not setting a timeline. You're not setting a time or a particular strategy to make yourself accountable, because it's kind of like feeling around in the dark. You know, you're kind of feeling around in the dark, and you may have gotten 2 inches from the door so that you can open up the light, but if you haven't benchmarked how many steps it's going to take to get to that door, you could give up, and now you're sitting the rest of your life in the dark without having those benchmarks. So you've got to do those projections. So I'm going to go back again and say you got to know your cost. You have to do those financial projections. And let me say, just kind of playing banker here with you, that I do in my coaching is, a bank is going to look, or a venture capitalist or an angel investor is going to look for a 3 years projection. They are going to be looking for a 3 year projection. So when you're planning, you're projecting, you want to plan for seasons. Every business has seasons. Every business has ups. Every business has downs. So you have to plan for those rainy days where your sales may not necessarily be all that great, but guess what? I've still got rent, I've got utilities, I've got my advertising that I need to do. So again, kind of recapping here on eating your peas so you can grow up to be great, creating that great plan. Your first is paradigm. What's your vision? Create that executive summary. The next is product. What are you selling? You selling that need? You selling that desire? Or are you selling both? And think about how you're going to create and increase your life cycles of your customers. The next P is placement. Where are you going to place yourself in your industry? You're going to be the Walmart, the Macy's, or the Nordstrom's. Next P is how are you going to price your products? Price should be reflective upon your placement, and above all else, it should reflect and be in excess of your cost. Now, how are you going to promote? Do what works, and let me go back and say with your promotion, your largest target market, the more customer base you have, doesn't necessarily mean the most profitable. So you have to figure out who's the most profitable, spend just enough time with the right customers, and then move on. The next one is planning. Are you planning for change? Are you planning for growth? Are you planning for anything that could make your business become obsolete? The next P is the power of people, that networking. Who can you get into network with, and make sure that you're having a relationship with someone who is sharing the same vision as yours. And then the next and last is projection. How are you projecting? What are your goals in the next 3 years? To make $10 million over the next 3 years? Fine. You want to create those benchmarks and figure out how you're going to do that. And I kind of lied here just a little bit. That last P I'm going to tell you is, and I know it's spelled wrong, make sure you have some fun. And I call it P-F-U-N. Make sure you have some fun. If you cannot enjoy what you do, and I have had coaching and I've had training assignments where I can tell you I made wonderful money, but eventually I stopped doing it because I didn't enjoy it. So don't let money always be the motivating factor in your business plan or thinking about the venture that you are. You've got to have a little bit of fun, because guess what? You're going to be eating, breathing, and drinking this business venture. So make sure you have a little fun. Okay? So I'm going to stop right here, Stacey. I know that you need to see if there's going to be any questions or concerns or comments, that kind of thing, to open up to the audience. So I'll kind of pause here and see if you've got anything you want me to clarify or any questions.
Definitely. And again, thank you so much for being here, Sherry. I mean, you've shared so much information. I'm sitting here. I was happy that you did the recap because I was like, I hope I have my P's in order. I have all my P's in order. But, you know, one thing for me, you know, this is Mind Shift Talk Radio, and so, you know, we know we have to address a mind shift. And
yeah,
one thing for me that I kept thinking throughout the show is, you know, we have opportunities like this to come to Mind Shift or to go online and look at various websites, to read different books, and to have coaching by individuals like you. But clearly there's still some type of gap. And so I was just so concerned about what's missing, what's the missing piece, because it seems like the information is here, the knowledge is available, so why are we having businesses closed left and right, just like how you started off with the beginning, using the example about borders. But what's interesting is, you know, while, you know, you were speaking, I decided to go and Google it just to get some statistics, and I was primarily concerned about minority-owned businesses, only because, of course, that's what I see, especially here in Atlanta, primarily in the areas that I'm in. And it seems to me that they're shutting down left and right. But then when I looked at some information shared by the Census Bureau, it was actually different. It was alarming to me because it says here that, you know, over the last five years, that, you know, minority-owned businesses, primarily black-owned businesses, have more than tripled the national rate of 18%. So I was really surprised to see that, and that was really encouraging to see that as well. But my question is, you know, although we see that it shows here, statistics say that, you know, businesses are growing at a great rate, obviously, but when we're looking around in our own neighborhood, we don't see that. What is the missing piece? You know, what is it, if there was anything, if we had to look at all of the P's right now, what would you say when you're coaching individuals and you're speaking at these different engagements, what would you say would be the main challenge that people are running into in business with having a successful business? What would be that biggest challenge that we need to be able to deal with?
I'm going to say that it's going to be a combination of the placement, and I've been guilty of it myself. We're so desperate to sell that we'll accept any price. And, of course, people are going to balk at our price, and we're going to try and barter, and we're going to bargain. I love my people, but, you know, we're always thinking about, you know, can you give me a hookup? Can you give me a discount? You've just hooked up and discounted yourself right out of business. And a lot of times we don't treat our business as a business. We think about ourselves and our business as one and the same, and they're not. They're not. My uncle just passed away a couple of weeks ago, and as long as I've been alive, he's always been in business for himself. I call it, he had a little juke joint in Oklahoma City. You know, you could go and play pool, and he's got catfish and you know, burgers and that kind of thing, and people know him in a four-state radius about his burgers. It was called Ras and Geechee's, you know, Ras's place. And one of the things that I used to be offended with him was that when I went into his place, he charged me. I'm like, but I'm family.
Right.
I'm your baby girl. But it's business. And so a lot of times we kind of have that gray area. You're my mom, you're my sister, and, of course, sister's going to bring in her friends, and all of a sudden now you've got 30 people that you fed, and there's no money coming in. So I think a lot of times we don't treat it like a business. And I'm going to go back again, just because I would say, because I'm the business plan, like, we don't plan. Here's the thing that a lot of times we will go out of business is because we haven't planned for growth. It takes money to grow. So the minute we get money in, we're spending it on something shiny. We're spending it on something new, something cute for the business. Maybe you don't need to have the newest, the shiniest, the most innovative something. Maybe you go in and purchase something used. You know, just think about, if I'm going to grow, I can't always go to the bank to finance it. At some point in time, there needs to be more money coming in that there's going out. So I would say that planning for growth, regardless of race, but with us, you know, we kind of get big and we want to do the Tyler Perry thing and we want to have all our cars and our big houses and that kind of thing. You need to recycle that money back into the business. The time will come. So planning for growth, I'm going to say it's probably the biggest thing that we and I say we, because I'm not perfect. We don't necessarily plan.
You know what, but that was a great point. I think you stepped on some toes with that, but you were right on it. I mean, not only in businesses, but in general, you know, that we make some very poor decisions in terms of spending and planning, obviously, you know, budgeting and so forth. As you said, you know, everyone wants to have what's brand new, what looks good, but aren't really doing the planning on the back end. And so then, you know, again, we see businesses struggling. They looked great when they opened up. You know, it may have been a little mom-and-pop sports bar, had to have the huge plasma TVs and everything going on, and they're shut down. I know I saw one recently that just opened. It was a nice jazz spot that opened up maybe 6 months ago, and it shut down. And it's like, what happened? Every time I would drive by, there were cars there. It seemed like it was a really happening place, but it's gone. And so, you know, I always ask myself that, like, what took place? I would love to talk to the individuals that own that business and just find out. But you shared so much with us tonight. And even the part when you talked about treating it like a business, about your uncle even charging you for your bourbons and so forth. But not only in owning your business, but think about also in the workplace. I know I've been coached several times about it. You know, Chris Gloss always coaches me about making sure that I understand that as well, not only in business, but in every area. I know for many of us, even on the workplace, we may just be working a traditional job. You know, we're happy in our current occupation, may not want to venture out and start our own business, but still aren't clear on where to draw the line and the boundaries in a regular work environment. And so,
absolutely.
And then we start to see challenges there as well. So I thought that was a great point as well. But Billy, I know I can just get here and I can start picking your brain all night. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let Billy speak. Billy, do you have anything for Jerry?
Yeah, you were talking about, you know, plan for growth. And that's part of what should be in your business plan, right? Is that what you were meaning when you were talking about the projection?
Yes, and you should have a 3-year projection. And I always talk about with the end in mind. So, again, that introduction to yourself in the year 2014, how are you going to get there? It's going to take time, and it's going to take money, and it's going to take effort. So how are you going to do that? So, yes, plan for growth. Don't always I call it the F in financing, the friends, family members, financing, and fools. You can always go back to them and ask for more money. You have to plan for how am I going to keep some of this money in so that I can plan for the growth, so I can plan for that second location to be open, that third location to be open. So, yeah, that's what I mean by, you know, planning for that growth. In those projections, if you want to increase your sales 50% every month, how much more inventory are you going to have to buy? How many more people are you going to have to hire? Is it going to be overtime? Is it going to be straight time? If you're going to increase your sales by 50%, maybe your shipping is also too going to increase by 50%. So I think we think we're going to increase our sales, but the costs are going to be the same. No, it takes money to make money. So the more money you make, sometimes the more money it's going to take. And so you have to plan for that so that you've got that bottom line can be in the black instead of in the red. Don't be the borders.
You know, if
you know,
I was
and you, go ahead, Billy. Go ahead. I'm sorry. See, there I am again. Go ahead.
You know, if I was going to driving to a certain destination, and you know, if I didn't have a map, it'll be hard for me to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, is that the same difficulty for somebody to try to accomplish or reach their career destination without a business plan?
Absolutely. And here's what we do sometimes we're unclear about what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what you want, again, then anything you get, you know, it's kind of like Burger King. That was what put Burger King on the map. You can have it your way. So if you go through Burger King's drive-thru and say, I just want a burger, if it's got onions on there and you're allergic to onions, you didn't specify that you did not want onions. So you have to look at it and be very, very specific about what you want. And here's the thing that I'm going to challenge everyone to do also, too, in the business plan or career growth or personal growth. Create a vision board. That introduction I gave you, that 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath house, I've got a girlfriend who's a real estate broker. We found my house. We found my house. It's actually in bank repossession. So I'm chomping at the bits to get that house. But I had to have my vision of where, and I can vision it. This is where, you know, I'm looking forward to having Christmas. And, you know, my sister's kids like to swim. And it's got its own private swimming pool. It's got a solar solarium. You have to have that vision. You have to have it. Because if you don't believe in it, It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know, it says write the vision and make it plain. You have to have that vision, and that's what that business plan is. I want to make a lot of money. Here's an exercise real quickly. I know you got other questions you need to close out. Here's a question I'm going to pose to everybody. Somewhere in your notes, when I ask you if you want to make a lot of money, 99% of you are going to say yes. What I'm going to ask you to do is a lot of money, write on your paper, a lot of money equals, a lot of money equals, and put a dollar amount. I guarantee you everybody's going to have a different dollar amount, so you have to be specific. If you want to make $5 million and your unit price is $5, then that means you're going to have to sell $5 million. But if I'm going to sell something at $100,000 a piece, then maybe my goals, I won't have to work as hard. So that's kind of yes. You've got to know where you're going. Got to know where you're going. And, again, there's no right or wrong. There's no one to tell you whether your vision is right or wrong. It's your vision, but you have to start with it. No one else can give that to you but you.
Definitely. Well, I know we're coming up at the end of the hour soon, Sherry, so I know there was some information you wanted to share with our listeners and also let them know your contact information as well.
Okay, yes, great. My website is, again, my tag name, thebusinessplanlady.com, thebusinessplanlady.com. If you go to Facebook, you can go ahead and friend me on my business page, which is facebook.com/thebusinessplanlady.com. There you'll be able to go ahead and connect with me, and I'm going to send you a free MP3 that will help you with that executive summary. That's going to help you get started, again, on your business, on your career advancement, or anything in your personal life. That's going to help you get started. So shoot that to me, connect with me, and I will be able to give you that free MP3. I've also got a video. It's called Business 101, which actually I went into the studio with Doc Cheney, and he helped me create that. This is probably what I spend my first hour with my clients, and it's usually $150 with my first coaching session. I've got this DVD, and what I decided to do for you guys is give you the video audio price for the video. So for $17, if you go to my website, you can actually get a business 101, which is going to talk about helping you choose your business name, choosing the right business entity, and tax planning. So I've got those couple of things. But, again, if you go out and hit me out on Facebook, I'll keep you abreast of all the things, just like we talked about borders and PayPal, so that you can be prepared. And here's what I want to say to everybody here real quickly. Don't push your peas around on your plate. You got to eat them. Don't push those peas around on the plate and throw them away. You have to eat your peas.
As Billy would say, you got to chew on it. Chew on
gotta, it. Got to chew it. Got to marinate it and then chew on it, Billy.
Well, Sherry, we appreciate you being here. It was definitely an honor to have you here. And thank you so much for the information that you shared with us tonight. And we'll be sure to join you online. Definitely see you on Facebook. And, ladies and gentlemen, definitely encourage you to make sure that you take advantage of these offers. Again, you know, the tools are here that we need. The tools are in place. So make sure that you join Sherry online at thebusinessplanlady.com. And also you can find her on Facebook. If you have any questions after the show, feel free to reach out to us as well at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. So, again, thank you, Sherry. We thank all of you for taking the time out to listen to us week after week. Again, we are having these topics and these conversations to empower you, to motivate you, to encourage you, and to remind you that it is possible that you can win. You know, we talked about this last week. Many of us started off the new year with great plans and goals and said that, you know, we're going to be successful in business, we're going to grow personally, we're going to grow professionally, we're going to get healthier, we're going to do all of these great things. And sometimes you look at the middle of the year and you say, wow, I haven't really achieved the results that I set out to achieve earlier on in the year. But again, there's still time. We can still finish strong in 2011. So I definitely encourage you to go back, listen to the replay of this show, listen to the replay of so many different shows on MindShiftTalkRadio.com. And make sure that you're taking notes. Make sure that you're sharing the information with your friends and family members. Stay encouraged. Stay in the game. Be persistent and be determined to win. You know, Sherry shared a great point tonight. She talked about having a vision board. We encourage you to make sure that, as Will Casey said last week, you visualize your victory, regardless of how challenging it is, regardless of what your circumstances look like. You make sure that you stay encouraged and you stay persistent and stay determined to win. your level of success will be in direct proportion to your vision. So make sure you start your vision board today. Magazines are around the house. Do whatever you need to do, and make sure that you're here every single Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Mindshift Talk Radio. It is the perfect way to get your week started. So we encourage you guys to be here next week. As always, have a phenomenal and blessed week, and we'll join you soon online as well as here at Mindshift Talk Radio. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
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 Mindshift Radio.